أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا إلى آخر الآية. With regard to this phrase, وقولوا للناس حسنا, and say to people good things. Be good and kind in your speech. Control your tongue. Don't be rude. Don't be harsh, etc. Yesterday we had explained that even if beggars come and we cannot give them, then also don't humiliate them. Don't taunt them. Don't curse them, etc. Whoever it is who you can help, especially your family people, you help monetarily, physically, etc. But everyone we cannot help, but then at least speak good words. Don't humiliate, don't disgrace anyone. Further, with regard to this, ulama have written another very important point, that as far as wa'az and nasihat is concerned, when a person is giving a bayan, etc., or we are advising, admonishing somebody, like our own children also, and ustad, his students, as parents, their children, whoever it is, then in all these matters also, there should be softness and kindness. When advising them, always use the attitude of softness and be kind and polite to them. We see that Allah Ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is a very well known as a Jalali Nabi, used to become very angry and upset at things. And Allah sent him to Fir'aun. Fir'aun was one of the worst kafirs who claimed that he is Allah himself. The amount of zulm that he had made on the Bani Israel, etc. But when Allah deputed him and with his brother Harun alayhi salam, Allah said, وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, that tell them, speak to them in a soft and kind way. What a Nabi, how much he must have controlled himself and gone to such a person who was such a devil, such an evil person. But Allah says, speak slowly, speak kindly and politely. And Allah explains the reason also, لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى, that person will then ponder, meditate, and he will get the fear of Allah. So in other words, when speaking softly, kindly, and with passion and with feeling from the heart, not just from the tongue, not just lip service, but a person explains properly, there is great hope that that person will respond and accept. Many times we say that nobody listens. We should also consider that how are we saying the things. If we are shouting at people, screaming at people, taunting at people, then we don't expect them to listen. But if we speak in the correct way, hopefully that they will listen. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idhatil hasana, that when you call towards Allah Ta'ala, call with wisdom, with tact, and call with in a nice way, and also bil maw'idhatil hasana, and make wa'ad in a beautiful way. So in other words, don't be shouting, screaming, don't become angry. Speak in a nice, suitable way, in that you can get great response. Whether it is a husband advising his wife, parents advising their children, or whether a general bayan is taking place, whatever it is, this is what the Quran Sharif calls for. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, by because of Allah's rahmat that Allah had put in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah says, because of that you were soft and kind to them. And with that we see that group of sahaba were prepared, which nobody in the world, no reformer ever, could prepare a group of people like the sahaba. the die-hards they were for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his lifetime, after his lifetime, every word and every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very soft and kind with them. So Allah ta'ala advises this in another place. Allah ta'ala says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Whenever you have a little argument with somebody, you are having a discussion, a panel discussion, any discussion, you are arguing with somebody, but do it also in a nice way. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. So all this is as far as wa'az and nasihat is concerned when we are advising somebody. But when it comes on the platform of jihad, then it's a complete different command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, jahidil kuffar wal munafiqeen waghluz alayhim. When it comes to the kuffar and the munafiqeen, then make jihad. Now it will be a place, jihad, the end of it is, where you will kill the person. وَهُلُزْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and be very hard and strong on that person. So ulama advise here that we should make a great difference and understand the difference of waaz and nasihat and jihad. For us to make, to understand it very simply, if a person has a boil, a sore on any part of his body, the first is we pamper it. We will wash it nicely with some antiseptic. We will put some cream, some medicine. We will bandage it, etc. In other words, we pamper it. And we will look after it. But when we see that now it has become gangrene, it is gone rotten, and it's going to affect the other part of the body, then we have it amputated. So waaz and nasihat is to that extent, and then when you come on the platform of jihad, then it is completely different. As long as any part of the body, some problem there, we treat it. But when it's going to cause, it's on the fingertip, but when it's going to cause the whole finger to become rotten, and the whole hand to become rotten, then everyone will admit that now you have to amputate it. And in fact, you will be grateful to the doctor who amputates it, that you cut off my finger, but you saved my hand. You cut off my hand, but you saved my arm. So like that, those people who become like that, and jihad has to be made upon them, then there is no pampering, and there is no softness. There, if the person will be treated accordingly. Similarly, in a government, even a secular government, which is a government without Allah Ta'ala and without religion in the equation, for minor offenses, they give you a fine or something, or a warning. But when you have a person is a serial killer, a person is a serial rapist, or he's going totally against the government, then that person is given the most harsh punishment. And everyone says he deserves it. It's good they gave him that harsh punishment. But when it comes in the matters of deen, and harsh punishments also have to be given, then we find offense with that. Why must be you so hard in deen? So to understand these two things, that waaz and nasihat, for there is softness and kindness. But when it comes on the platform of jihad, then there is no softness there. A person should be very hard, stern and firm. A government who does not give punishment to those people who are the severe and terrible criminals, that whole country will go into chaos. And which unfortunately, with the abolishment of the death penalty, and many other laws also which have been removed, we find what we have today, that the faithful citizens, they are living behind bars. They have to put all burglar bars, and they are living like prisons in their house. While the actual crooks and the actual evil doers roam the streets freely, there is nobody to tell them anything. So this is because We have drifted from this basic Islamic system and we have gone into a complete, not democracy, but in an animal world. Therefore, the animals are ruling today the world. And those people who want to live properly according to the law of Allah Ta'ala, they have to live as prisoners and they have to live in fear. A whole topsy-turvy world. So it's very important to understand this. Otherwise, a person applies softness and kindness in the wrong place. And he applies severity and harshness in the wrong place. We should understand the difference and we should understand where to apply what. May Allah guide us and will help the whole ummah and understand what is right and what is wrong.